Ongoing litigation, and James touched on this earlier in his presentation. Yes, everyone is watching the Zatari case. This does stand for some really, really broad constitutional principles that cities are having to grapple with, and it really raises the anxiety in those cities that are either looking at revisiting ordinances or that are looking at passing ordinances at all. And again, you'll recall this was a case that revolved around the 2016 regulations that the city of Austin sought to revisit its short-term rental regulations. And in that instance, they wanted to phase out the non-owner occupied short-term rentals that were in residential neighborhoods. They also had an occupancy limit. And those were the things that the court found to be unconstitutional retroactive, and unconstitutionally infringed on the right of assembly. Now, the city has filed a petition for review. They're still waiting to hear whether that case will be taken up on petition. So that kind of hangs out there in with people wondering, you know, where the court's going to go on those really fundamental issues. Another case that's of interest in the North Texas area is the Draper versus City of Arlington case. And the city of Arlington spent a long time crafting some regulations. They did a lot of public hearings, a lot of public input, created quite a legislative history of their work in this area. And they came up with two ordinances. One of the ordinances is called the zone ordinance, and that created a 1-mile zone around the entertainment district and allowed for short-term rentals in single-family neighborhoods in that 1-mile zone. It also provided for short-term rentals in other zoning districts outside of that 1 mile. The second ordinance was the regulatory ordinance, so the registration process, the permitting process. And again, the case was challenged in court, and it's still pending. No determination has been made on how the courts will find in that case in Arlington. And so I raise these issues, these cases, because while there are some settled law in the area, there's a lot that's still out there. And so for cities that are really contemplating this and moving on this, it creates some uncertainty in the field in terms of kind of having those good bookends or that good framework of exactly where cities are operating in terms of what the court says. The other area of uncertainty is in the legislature. And for those of you that have been watching this for a few sessions, you know, we started out in the 2017 session with SB 451, which was a preemption bill. It would have preempted cities and counties from regulating short-term rentals. And that bill was moving along at a pretty good clip and really looked like it was going to be successful, and then got caught up in the end of session kind of tumult with the bathroom bill and ended up just dying. Not of its own weight, really procedurally, and due to the timeframes. In the 2019 legislative session, we saw bills introduced on both the House and the Senate side. Again, fairly preemptory in nature. There was long hearings that were held, at least in House Urban Affairs, where people on all sides of the issues, platforms, homeowners, hosts, came out and really spoke at length about their feelings and what was happening in their jurisdictions. But none of those bills moved out of committee, and so they were never considered by the broader House or Senate. In this legislative session, which is not over, so it's not done till it's done, but in this legislative session, 2021, we also saw a slate of bills filed. Some of them were preemptive in nature. A couple of them had some platform accountability components to them, which is a little different than what we'd seen in past sessions. But again, those bills aren't moving. They are, which doesn't mean that something won't happen before the end of the session, but the legislation that was filed at the beginning of the session is not moving along through the process and being heard or moving to the other side. So it's a little bit like waiting for the second shoe to drop. I think everyone really expected that this was something that the state would take up and was kind of geared up and organized for that. And not to say that they won't at some point, but it doesn't look like that might happen immediately. So you've got both a legislative action and a court action or court actions that are outstanding. And that's just sort of the background noise. That's the backdrop for municipalities like the city of Dallas that are just undergoing this process of really determining how to best deal with short-term rentals in our own jurisdiction.